Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Chris Tubbs joining us. Known Chris Tubbs, producer here at CCO for a long time. Way back in the day, we crossed paths. Here we are again.
Yeah.
Chris, always good to visit with you. Good to see you. You brought the family out. Great day at the fair, man.
Yeah, this was kind of the date on the calendar that we circled to come out here. And, you know, we started watching the weather forecast like 10 days ago. We're like, okay, looks like it's going to be, 75 and sunny, which means certainly it's going to rain. And then we're like, I'll be doggone, 75 and sunny. So, yeah. I mean, from everything that I've heard, I mean, it's the perfect storm of weather. It's a holiday weekend, and people haven't been here in 3 years. So, I mean, are we looking at a record today with the amount of people? And because, I mean, it is a massive humanity, Steve.
Yeah, it is.
But I love it. Like, this is – you got to have the state fair when you're looking down, and you're like – you see all these people in it. It's like a bunch of amoeba, and you're like – I'm going right in.
Yeah, one of my favorite views is if you go over here, go straight through French fries, pork chop on a stick stand, and you take that look down toward the Coliseum.
Yeah.
And the barns where the cows are and the chickens and that sort of thing. Always a popular spot. That gives you an idea on how many people are here. And from the porch, sitting here for 24 years, it's definitely a big day for sure. Lot going on. Want to hit some of the highlights. Love to talk sports with you.
Absolutely.
Viking football coming up rapidly. A week from tomorrow, Green Bay in the opener. Been a lot of hand-wringing about the backup quarterback. Let's face it. If you're relying on the backup quarterback, you're not going to have a big
year.
You're
in trouble.
You're in trouble. So let's just set that aside and forget about whoever the backup is. Hopefully the guy can play a little bit. But Kirk Cousins been durable. Here's my concern about this Viking team, and I want to see if you agree on this front. I don't think this is very much, other than a coaching staff, they don't play. They don't play offense, they don't play defense, they don't play special teams. They don't kick, they don't run. Other than the coaching staff, in a lot of ways, this is pretty much the same team. Sure, they added Za'Darius Smith on defense, but beyond that, I'm seeing more of the same in 2022 out of this team.
Yeah,
maybe a playoff team.
They wanted to run it back, and I
maybe guess, a playoff team, maybe not.
Yeah, I struggle with that. I go back and forth because, in one respect, yeah, you want to run it back because you look at that stat. Well, if the Vikings haven't given up any points in the last 2 minutes of either half, they would have been 15-2.
Right.
Well, if ifs and buts were candies and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's about playing 60 minutes of football. You can play 56, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I didn't like the idea of running it back. I know when you get rid of Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer, the whole, all the fans want to blow it up, burn it down to the studs and build it back up. The Wilfs hate that word rebuild. They will not. They don't like to rebuild, so they're going to do this on the fly. It's kind of like what the Twins wanted to do, one foot in, one foot out, after last year. So I think the offense is going to be fun. I love Kevin O'Connell. People like Kevin O'Connell didn't call any plays. Well, I don't care that he didn't call any plays. Look at the way that he designed that offense with the Rams. You mean to tell me we can't salivate over Justin Jefferson being in that Cooper Kupp role? or, you know, you look at, you know, Adam Thielen, you know, the Odell Beckham, and I know they're different type of wide receivers, but I just think you look at that offensive philosophy, and I'm excited. I don't care if they're, you know, these games are 45-41. Just win. Just win.
Yeah, and we'll see about that. I just don't know if they've made enough changes personnel-wise, and I'm not going to be a Kirk Cousins hater. I've never been that. Mm-hmm. It's just his track record, good numbers, but he hasn't won. Now you can say, well, he was in Washington, that was a bad situation, and he's been here. But I don't know if he's one of those players that's going to elevate the group like the top six, eight quarterbacks.
No, he hasn't been able to. I mean, at this point, we know who Kirk Cousins is, and we know who he isn't. And I think that's just as important because we know that Kirk Cousins can put up really good numbers, but at the end of the day, how many clutch games has he won? I mean, then you can't win on Monday night. Okay, wins one game. You know, can't win in the playoffs. You know, you win that game against New Orleans. So, I mean, I understand where we want to see that narrative change, but at what point do we just look at Kirk Cousins and say, Kirk Cousins is who Kirk Cousins is? And I mean, it doesn't make him bad, but I think we just need to accept that this isn't that top-tier quarterback like a Mahomes, like a Russ, like an Aaron Rodgers. He's not in that tier no matter how much we want to put him in his salary in that category.
Yeah, so we'll see. I just think, depending on injuries and how it plays out, could be a playoff team, might not be. It's going to, in my opinion, going to feel a lot like 2021. Okay, Twins. Heartbreaker to the White Sox last night.
I hate the White Sox.
Disturbing finish. There's still one back. Once again, you look at the American League, any other division, Cleveland would be in third place in the West. They would be fighting the Red Sox out for the cellar in the East. So still very winnable. Twins are right there. But we saw bullpen issues haunt the Twins again. You know, a credible bullpen from start to finish this year. Twins are up by 7 or 8 games right now.
Oh, I mean, I think we all go back to the series against Cleveland where they lost, 4 out of 5, and Emilio Pagan was, frankly, to blame for 4 of those losses. And last night was just, it was frustrating in the sense that you've got these arms and you feel like you've got your bullpen set up in such a way. But then Ronaldo Lopez completely loses his composure in the 9th inning. And I give Jose Abreu credit. He tried to sell it, didn't, but then he's got to get himself back together. And it just, I feel like the Twins, it's hard because when I look at that bullpen and I see the arms that they've got, and you've got Jorge Lopez, and I look at him and I'm like, is he the guy that struggled for 4 or 5 years as a starter, or is he that all-star for half a season? I don't know who it is right now. Yeah. I think it's that guy that was 4 or 5 years, because I just think right now you're not getting that all-star guy. And when is Carlos Correa going to finally pay off his salary?
Yeah, he had some stretches on the homestand.
But he's had opportunities, and he just he has not come through with that Twins moment.
Yeah.
And we need that.
Yeah, and it's huge. Here we are, a stretch drive. This is the season
now. And no Buxton. So, I mean, who's the best player in that lineup? Carlos Correa. Who's getting paid $30-plus million? Carlos Correa.
Yeah, and he needs to step up. Couldn't agree more. One other thing I wanted to bring up on your visit to the fair, AWA Unleashed. When I would sit in for Maxi or sit in for Henry Lake, you were many times in the producer chair. We'd chat a lot on the air. Mm-hmm. But off the air, during the breaks, we would spend time talking about old school wrestling. And you told me about an idea. Well, now the idea lives. And congrats to you and your partners in that venture. AWA Unleashed, man, it's going great.
It's going fantastic. I was talking with Mick Karch, who hosted Saturday Night at Ringside, known as Minnesota's Mr. Professional Wrestling, the voice of pro wrestling in Minnesota. And it's like, well, why is nobody talking about the AWA, especially here, based in the cities? The Crusher, the Bruiser, Vern.
Nick Bockwinkel.
Nick Bockwinkel, the Hennigs. Why is nobody talking about it? So we slowly put this project together, and it has just taken off like gangbusters. You know, we release every Tuesday. It's AWA Unleashed. It's on YouTube is probably the most popular way. Like, people love to, because we have old school pictures that we have, like, that are like exclusive photos. And, you know, if you go to my YouTube page, Chris Tubbs, and it's under, you know, AWA Unleashed. I mean, it just, it keeps growing, growing. And as a matter of fact, Steve, I'm going to tell you guys something right here on CCO. I was talking with Mick Karch, and he let me know about a day ago. So this is just hot off the press, that we had talked about doing an AWA reunion. Well, there is one tentatively scheduled for early to mid-November, an AWA reunion.
Wow.
The venue TBD, the date TBD, but we are going to have limited capacity seating, but we are going to have so for those that love old school wrestling and you want to meet some of these guys, Baron, Jumpin' Jim, you know, maybe, you know, Adnan, you know, who knows who's going
to
be there.
To be announced. Stay tuned.
Yes, card's subject to change. But, yeah, that's that's something that we've got. So we're really excited.
That's awesome, man.
And I'm excited, you know, and we'll obviously keep everybody in tune here at CCO. But, yeah, the podcast, AWA Unleashed. And I it's a great, what they call the side hustle. It's great. I mean, I love my job here at CCO. I got some great coworkers. You obviously have been a friend of mine for years and years. J-Lo back there. J-Lo is one of the best. And, I mean, to be out here on this porch, Steve, I got to admit, like, this is history. This is so cool for me because I think about all the names that were on this porch. And to be on this porch, this heritage station, I mean, this is not lost on me. This is, as the kids would say, this is pretty cray-cray.
Yeah, and congrats on AWA Unleashed. Great work on that. Always good to visit with you. And what a day at the fair.
Gorgeous.
You picked a good one.
I know. I'm so happy.
You and the family picked a great day to be out
Well,
here.
Thank you, Paul Douglas, for the weather.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Chris, good to see you, man.
Let's
talk to you down the road.
You bet.
Chris Tubbs, WCCO radio producer, AWA Unleashed, the podcast. Really cool stuff. It's fun to hear about that success.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.